Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We have been looking at our identity and this the importance of knowing who we are and what God has put us on this earth for. And so we've been looking at, last week we looked at Jeremiah, the beginning of that, and Jeremiah 1, 5. So remember what's it say? He knew us. He formed us, He sanctified us, and He ordained us a prophet. So here's the idea. That ordained piece means authority. God has given us authority to rule over our lives, how we knew God, and how He's formed us, and how we're to speak. That's self-control. God's given you the authority to have self-control in your life. And so this is what we want to understand. We want to understand self-control, and that's the fruit of the Spirit. So this is why we've been talking about this. We're supposed to reign over sin. Sin isn't supposed to reign over us. It says in Romans 5:17, we've been given a free gift of righteousness that we can reign in life. Because sin was reigning in our life before we're born again. And the wages of sin is death, right? But the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. And then we all fall short of the glory of God. Why? Because of sin. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. What's calling us to fall short of the glory? Is sin. What's the word glory mean? What God originated and intended. So we're going to have to start ruling in our lives in order for God to help us to become what He originated and intended our lives to be. And that's what we're all looking for our true identity. You see that? And that's what the world's looking for. You see that? And then you'll know who you are. You know where you've come from and you know where you're going. That's important today, amen? Look what he says in Jeremiah. He says, before I formed you in the mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So here's what God is, this is all taking place before you even showed up. See this? When you start to understand this, it's like, your world starts to come together. You see, when you really begin to understand that, and here's the thing, we have to consciously connect and keep coming to church. That's why you keep coming to church. It says we're to not forsake the assembling together of ourselves, all the more as you see the day approaching, the day of Christ's return. Now pay attention. This is why we're supposed to do this. Because you forget. You forget who you are. You forget that Jesus was on the cross and did all that and bore your sins, and all your sins were washed away because of the blood, past, present, future. You'll forget that if you don't stay connected and keep getting around others that are on that same journey. You see that? It says this in Galatians 2:14, it talks about Paul was talking to the Galatian church. Now he's talking to Peter, the disciple, and Barnabas, the encourager. But now think about this. Peter had preached and 3,000 people got saved. Peter was on fire for God. Peter walked with Jesus. Are you listening to me? But now listen, Peter was in a dispute and becoming a hypocrite in the second chapter of Galatians. He was getting into hypocrisy about circumcision and about the Gentiles. He was trying to get the Gentiles to become Jewish because Peter was a Jew. He was trying to get them to live out of the law because he had forgotten where he came from. This was racism. Are you looking at me? Yeah. Racism has no place on this planet.
Right.
And no place in the gospel.
Yeah.
None. When you talk in racism and divisions and because of who you are, you think you're better than anybody? You're outside of the gospel.
Right.
You see that?
Right.
You're not in the gospel that we're talking about. Now think about this. Paul said they were not being straightforward. Peter wasn't about the gospel, about the truth of the gospel. Now catch this. This word straightforward, the Greek word for it is orthos. It's where we get the word orthodontist. But you see, that's what Paul was letting them know. You're not in line with the gospel. You see this? God wants you and I, God is calling us with the gospel to line up sociably, spiritually, emotionally, and physically with the gospel. You see that? And it's only the gospel of Jesus. Because he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things are created, visible and invisible. Thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And in him, all things consist. Everything holds together in him. That's why when we're in him, you are going to hold together no matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on out there. Am I making sense? See, it's kind of like this. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works. We learn those good works when we come together. We understand that. It's like a bird. When God created the birds, they fly, right? Gave them the air to fly in. When God created the fish, gave them the water to swim in. But now, if a fish is out of the water, it says in Ephesians 2:10, we were created in Christ for good works. But if this fish is out of the water, it's dying, right? If the bird's not in the air, it's going nowhere. That's the way it is. When we're not in Christ, we are dying and going nowhere. Am I making sense? Because you don't know what you're created for. When you begin to understand that, life takes on all new meaning. Now think about this. He formed you, he knew you, he sanctified you, and ordained you. Now, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll start with that. We need God's wisdom in order to become all that God put us on this earth to be. Now, think about this. It says, Isaiah 33:6 says this, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times.
Right.
You see that?
Yep.
And the strength of your salvation.
Yes.
Your salvation. Salvation means whole. It means to be made whole from many scattered parts.
Amen.
You come to God scattered. You need his wisdom and his knowledge to put your life back together.
Right.
To make you stable. Yeah. Now that was Isaiah's prophecy. Every prophecy he's prophesied has come to pass. Every one of them. I think I'm going to listen to what he has to say. How about you?
Amen.
So we need God's wisdom. So now, and it says in Proverbs 4:7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. See, that's what those principles are. Those are all from God's wisdom that we're talking about up here. Wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. You see that? In all you're getting, get understanding. Now, he says in Proverbs 2, 10 and 11, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. I looked up that word preserve. It means to be absent from all corruption. Oh, don't you like that? When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. See, that's it. We got to keep increasing in his wisdom, increasing in his understanding, and it keeps us from the evil way. Every time you see in the Old Testament the evil way, or they did evil, or they've done evil, every time the word evil is used, the people had forgotten who their God was. You see that? And you allow a false God to get in your life. There's only one God.
Amen.
One faith.
Right.
One Lord, one baptism.
Right.
One Father of all.
Yeah.
One gospel.
Yeah.
Am I making sense? So the idea is, when you're tapped into that, you're getting you some wisdom.
Right.
Now, and that's God's wisdom. That's your Creator. And he's given you the wisdom to become you. Now watch. This is Paul writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. For I'm determined to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. So he's determined. I'm not going to forget this. I'm not forgetting this. So this is the problem. When you forget it, your life will fall apart. That's why that cross is going to stay there. We're going to have bells and whistles in this church, but that's never going to go away. Because we're going to always remember. That's why we want it there. We want it to be reminded. It's a reminder of this is how I got started. And we all start at the foot of the cross. And nobody's better than anybody. It doesn't matter where you came from. Doesn't matter your education. Doesn't matter your skin color. Nobody is better. We're all, in the eyes of God, the same. That's good news. I can take your blood. You can take my blood. Right? I like that. See how the world messes things up? Now watch. Anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Paul was preaching. And he was, you know, he knew where he was. He was in a place where there was all kinds of debauchery and idolatry. And he had to preach. He had to stand up and speak the gospel. Now watch. And much trembling. Give me the next one. And my speech and my preaching were not done with persuasive words of human wisdom. It's not human wisdom. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. How many of you need some power? I need power. This word power means authority. God's given you authority through his wisdom.
Amen.
He ordained you. That means he's given you authority and power in your life. And you, it's up to you and I to discover that. Now watch. Give me the next one. That your faith should not be what? In the wisdom of men. You see, if we're going to live our lives and become who you are, you need God's wisdom.
Right.
You can't get it out of the wisdom of man. That's called conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom will never produce what God is creating. It can't come from conventional wisdom. It comes from God's wisdom. Now look. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. His authority. You see that? Now watch. Give me the next one. However, paying attention? We speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age. In other words, not wisdom, not man's wisdom. Nor of the rulers of this age. Nor of the rulers of this age. Now, let me stop there for a moment. The rulers of this age, you know who he's talking about? Demon forces. Demons. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, 7, it says, the God of this age, little g, the God of this age, age is the cosmos, the world system. The God of this system has blinded the minds of those who have not had the light of the gospel unveiled upon them. See, that's why that vote went the way it did the other day. People are blind. We can't even expect them to understand things.
Right.
See that? We can't expect that. The God of this age has blinded the minds of those who have not had the light of the gospel unveiled them, unless the glory of Christ and the image of God should shine on them. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be sharing and walking in a way that we shine on them and their eyes can be open. You see, it takes more work to do that than sit around and argue and get mad and upset about it all the time. So we're going to grow and mature so we can be effective on our jobs, in the community, wherever we are. We're going to shine the image of Christ on them. Making sense? This is significant. Those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Those demon forces are coming to nothing.
Right.
We have nothing to be afraid of.
That's right.
Come on.
Now give me this next one. But we speak, that's you and I, the wisdom of God in a mystery. The word mystery is the truth is unveiled. The truth is unveiling. Now watch. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for what?
Glory.
For whose glory?
Ours.
Our glory. What's the word glory mean? What God originated and intended. So now think about this. That's what he's saying here. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before you were born, that's the ordained. That's what he was talking about. That hidden wisdom. So now when I tap into that wisdom, I'm becoming what God created me to be. You see that? Are you catching this? This is significant. For your glory. Which none of the rulers of this age knew. In other words, those demon forces. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
That's right.
Here's what this is saying. When they put Jesus on the cross, the demons that did it, they didn't know they were destroying themselves by putting him on the cross.
That's right.
They were ignorant of this wisdom. And guess what? They're still ignorant.
Come on. Amen.
When you are in the wisdom of God, you are destroying their power in your life. Are you listening to me?
Yep.
When you understand that, demons tremble when you walk in the room.
Come on.
That's why you have nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
Now think about this. We're talking about you today. If you're born again, you have this wisdom and you've been ordained. You've got authority to rule in your own life. So you can be a reflection and an expression of Christ and the church wherever you go. You see that? And that's you becoming you.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing? It's hard to be you, isn't it? You can't be you without Jesus.
That's right.
You can't.
Right.
You'll believe a lie and you'll end up trying to be something you're not.
Yep.
And God will never help you be something you're not.
That's right.
He will only help you become you. Isn't that good news? That's why the ones that aren't doing that, they're all mad all the time. They're upset all the time.
That's right.
They get mad if you bring up anything that, you know, you don't agree with. They get mad.
Right.
Well, you see, if you're secure in who you are, they can bring up something about you. It's like, okay, I got some love for you, right? I'm gonna help you. I'm going to give you grace and mercy, right? Because you understand who you are. You're getting that wisdom from God, and you're secure in who you are.
Amen.
And you're stable. Don't you want to be stable?
Yeah.
I like that word, stable. He says, because you have set your love upon me, says the Lord, I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name. When you call upon me, I will answer. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. You see, when your heart is set on God, you know that little word set, S-E-T? It means stable. When your heart is stable in that love, He's going to deliver you and honor you with long life and show you His salvation. Think about what I'm going to say. See, this is why we come together. Okay? In Ephesians 3, Paul said this, "To me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace has been given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God will be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places according to His eternal purpose, which He accomplished in Christ Jesus."
Amen.
So the church is to make known this wisdom that He's talking about to the world. And that's His purpose for us, is to make known that wisdom. If you don't have no wisdom, what you doing? You see that? You need ethics and morals to live right. You need wisdom to be healthy. Now, think about this. You can see better in people, but you can't make them better. You see that? You ever see somebody? I saw somebody in the first service I hadn't seen in a while. I said, man, I could see things all over him. God puts that, I don't know. He shows me things in people. He does, He shows you things. And I started speaking to them, and they were just like, really? Yeah. It's like, God is all over them. And they used to come to this church years ago. They grew up in this church. And they came back. And they just got married. And what a blessing, you know? And I thought, boy. But anyways, you see things in people. But if they don't want it, you see that? You got to want it. You see that? And you know what? It will unfold right in front of your eyes if you get in here and go for it and keep receiving this wisdom and growing in His knowledge. You're gonna start seeing who you really are and stewarding who you are. You're stewarding your life better. Sometimes when you begin to do that, your family, your own family will say, "Were you coming over Sunday?" "No, I'm going to church." "Well, what's going on at that church? You got to be in that church all the time." "Well, that's where I'm growing. I'm mature. I'm starting to." "Well, you should come over here." "And well, you thank you so muchy much now." No, I'm just trying to steward my life in a better way. You see that? That's what it is. I'm just trying to steward my life and discover who I am. "Well, what's wrong?" I remember I had a guy tell me, I got born again. I told him, you know, I'm born again. "What's wrong? You didn't get it right the first time?" I said, "Yeah, I didn't. But I got it right now, big boy."
Amen.
Come on.
What about you?
Right.
Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
This is significant. You can give people exposure to something, but you can't give them the appetite or thirst for it. Most people don't live at a level of their potential. They live at a level of their standard. Did you catch that? And God's standards are higher than ours. His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow and does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth in bud, so shall my word be. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I please.
Amen.
And it will prosper in the thing for which I have sent it. And then you will be led out with joy and walk Amen. In peace. When you begin to understand His standards, you walk in joy and you walk in peace. And He sends His word to heal you. To heal you from trauma. To heal you from triggers. To heal you from addictions. You heard it up here. That's exactly why His word was sent. To heal you. Am I making sense? This is huge. And when we tap into this, we're getting His wisdom. We're getting His wisdom. Now, anybody under pressure? Under pressure. What was that, David Bowie? I used to love that song. You know what? It makes sense. When you're under pressure, you act different. But you see, this is what God wants to do. He wants you to remain the same, even under pressure. He wants your emotions stable. He wants you stable. What's pressure? Affliction. Our country, our world, the government. It's putting pressure on people. People have been talking about, we've heard more suicide talk than, can't believe it. Pressure. Pressure shouldn't cause that. When you're in Christ, pressure causes the best to come out of you. Am I making sense? You come up and poke me and I think something will come out on you. Something good, right? Affliction, pressure. People are under pressure. David said, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. Remember? Statutes is what? Character. In other words, God is trying to, He will allow pressure in your life to get you to depend on Him. And get real wisdom that you need to become you. He'll allow the pressure on your life. Remember Romans 5? We glory in tribulations. Tribulations are trouble. What's glory? Well, God originated and intended, comes out in trouble. So afflictions, you know what it means? Trouble. It means pressure. It means stress. Now think about this. It comes from, they would roll a boulder, a big rock, on a person who was a criminal, or even they would persecute Christians this way. And they would roll it on them to crush them slowly. They feel that oppression, down, heaviness. But David said, it was good that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. God will take your pain and help you to understand His will and His ways. So you can get to a better place in life and become what He's put you here to be.
Thank you, Lord.
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
The same God who helped me in my growing season is the same God that will help people who don't want help. Yeah. Sometimes you need to let people who are going through something go through it.
Yeah.
That's why He says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That word count means value. You should value the trial you're in.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sidney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.